All right, it's November 6th, 2016, Sunday, around 7:30 a.m., and I'm en route to the high desert for a hike. And I haven't posted any voice memos in the last few weeks, so maybe I can do this one. I watched a movie, I think from 1987, but maybe it was 1970s, but I think it's a 1980s movie called The Hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N, Hidden, The Hidden. And what it is a comedy slash horror slash sci-fi slash detective movie that is fairly low budget. Maybe you could call it a B movie, but it's a little better than B, but you know, say it's a B movie. But I found it to be funny and intelligent and engaging, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I was just looking at the environment that people were, you know, walking around in. And, one second here. And in the cops' offices and in people's homes and, you know, wherever you went, there was a lack of technology. So I'm not, I think it's 1987, but maybe it was earlier than that. And so what I'm saying is that you didn't see large screen TVs anywhere in people's homes. All telephones were corded, not wireless. People walking around did not have a cell phone on them all the time, as they do now. The computers were extremely basic. I mean, it was really an emphasis on papers and old-fashioned human connections and ingenuity in terms of the police work. And looking at, and so that was, so the people just were more attuned to and focused on real human beings and not these abstract digital representations or extensions of human beings. So there's a type of groundedness interpersonally that I found in the movie. But a few more things though. I mean, there's a lot more to say about this movie. So that was very interesting to me, you know, to see how far our civilization has fallen or changed in the last 30 years or so. I mean, it's been drastic. But also, there's so much more to say. There were a number of deaths in the movie. Bad things happened. But it wasn't, if I recall correctly, it wasn't as gory or voyeuristic as you have in present-day movies. You know, the shooting, these aliens that are in the movie that take over human beings, you know, they can withstand when the alien is piloting your body, inhabiting your body, it can take 20 gunshots and still keep on going. But it was nothing really traumatizing about it. It was just sort of slapstickish. But the violence was understated, is what I would say, or slapstickish. And it was not something quite so emotionally harmful. And I think when people did die, the camera turned away. You didn't see it. I recall that happening a number of times where you just didn't see the death. Or the mortal blow. And I think leaving it to your imagination leaves a greater purity and less of a dark imprint on the psyche when you're viewing. Also, and actually most importantly, everyone in the movie looked healthier, more vital than they do today. Everyone in the movie looked like they hadn't been fed a diet of genetically modified food, inhaling heavy metal nanoparticulates, as the sky right now I'm looking above me is full of this toxic eugenicist population, you know, the culling nanoparticulates that are bioavailable and go straight or up, you know, go straight into the bloodstream through the lungs, toxifying everything. That leads to a bloated, pasty, unshining look physically. But the people in the movie were 20 pounds lighter on average than today's human beings. And they evinced a greater glow. I mean, I was staring at the belts. You know, the belt, you know, just how thin these guys' waists were. I mean, these were, compared to today, where everyone is like 20 to 30 pounds overweight. And in the movie, there was hardly anyone that was overweight. It was striking to me. It was. That's just... And there has to be a reason for it. You just don't see movies now where everyone is that skinny. Slender and fit. So that caused some thought. Some reflection. So if you want to see some healthy people, just watch that movie. It was fascinating the state of mind that took over the host. You know, like your body, it was, this entity would come to take over your body, this alien. And when it did so, you were seized with uncontrollable urges for stealing, murdering, and fucking. Although the fucking was less emphasized, but it did happen in the movie. The victim is fucked to death. You know, by this woman, which, you know, the woman is has an alien inside of her and kills a man through sex. And it's all, you can't even really see it. It's happening inside of a car. Again, I appreciated the lack of graphic, sort of an innocence about it, really. You know, you don't need to see all the graphic details. You know, I think it's best left, sometimes things are best left to your imagination. But what's interesting, just the look on these people's faces, because what happens is when the creature, when the entity, when the host, the human being, does die or is threatened in some way and it needs to change its identity by, you know, leaving and going to another host, the human that it leaves does die. And, you know, the new host takes on all these qualities of, again, greed, desire to kill, and desire to fuck that weren't present in the human being before. But the look on the face, the look on the human's face is worth $1 million. It's just, it's one sec. Just took a moment there. I'm driving a truck, a Nissan Frontier, that I'm renting because my car, my regular car, is being repaired. I was rear-ended up near Wrightwood last Sunday, and so it's in a body shop right now. But in any event, it's a whole other story, but I had to return a Jeep Compass. This is to Enterprise because it's had a persistent signal that I believe was cellular. It felt like cellular as opposed to Bluetooth. I mean, it's hard for me to say that, but it was worse and it was much more damaging. So I think I deactivated the Bluetooth, but still this cellular signal of some sort was strong and it stayed on. And so I had to take the car in. This truck has a Bluetooth feature also, but I think it's off. And it's much better than the Jeep that I believe has some kind of a transponder type thing on the inside. I know there's a scheme to track all vehicles in real time for taxation purposes, you know, purportedly or supposedly to you know, use this money for global governance and carbon taxes or whatever it is, but it's not a good thing, and Big Brother is all into it. But if I were to buy a car that had that, I would definitely seek out some assistance in deactivating it, tearing out off the antenna, whatever. It's bad enough driving among all these cellular towers, but I do not want to be sitting with an active antenna up my ass, you know, microwaving me for hours at a time. You know, that's just beyond. I'll comment that on that later in another message. But going back to the hidden, the manner of conduct of the hosts. You know, I'm thinking really this first guy especially, I think it was the first guy, I forget, but it was like an allegory, or it was symbolic of how really people do behave badly, and that these dark passions, you know, for stealing and killing do take over people. And so, you know, even in real life, you know, though you may not be inhabited by an alien entity, you might as well be, given your conduct. You know, you are not demonstrating higher modes of being, higher strata of consciousness. You know, you're hurting other people willfully, gleefully. And it is like demon possession. That's really what it was. These people were demon possessed in the movie. And there's some alien technologies are at play, and it's interesting. There's a good alien that's inhabiting a human, and it is going after this other alien that's also inhabiting a human. And there's a battle there. It's like this: the good alien is actually an FBI agent, or he's assumed the role or the identity of an FBI agent. So, yeah, it was very interesting just to see the people's marked change of behavior, but to see that behavior consistent with non-demon-possessed people, you know, who might as well be demon-possessed. So that was interesting. Yeah, there were some corny special effects where it's almost like an alien, the movie Alien, but you know, some kind of weird, slimy creature with translucent skin of some, I don't know what it is, but it's part reptile, part who knows what the fuck it is, but it, as his guy is dying, or his body, the host is dying, the creature comes out and seeks to enter the mouth of another human. And the way that happens in the movie with this cheap budget is funny. It's just, it's creepy, it's gross, and it's ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's entertaining. Whereas the good alien is a golden light, so there's almost like a spiritual, you know, it's almost like this guy is a spiritual being. You know, so the good alien is just energy. And as to why it needs a host, I don't know, but they've been chasing each other from off-world, and the battle between these two species of alien is taking place among the humans, and that too kind of speaks to almost like a basic religious mythology of good versus evil, of the light versus darkness. And anything else to comment on there? Yeah, when this guy, he was this politician, he was ambivalent about running for a greater office, like President of the United States. And what happens is, as soon as he becomes a channel, becomes invaded, a host for the bad alien, he immediately wants to run for president. So, you know, that kind of reveals an underlying argument that anyone who wants that power, who craves it, has got to be demonic. And I think there's, you can say sociopaths, social climbers are animated by demonic forces. The bad alien, he likes to steal Ferraris. He has a thing for Ferraris, and that's kind of a... But then the good alien, he likes Porsches, so I don't know. It's just... apparently the good alien stole the Porsche. So, just like the bad alien is stealing Ferraris. But, that's kind of funny, If you're going to be a thief and crave stolen goods, you might as well go for, what's considered the best. Although, I personally don't care for Ferraris. I don't like how they look. I don't need that speed. I mean, you can get a ticket anyway. I mean, who needs to go 50 miles over the speed limit? You know, you're just going to be thrown in jail and your driver's license taken. So, you know, I don't see the reason for all that power. It's not a practical venue or expression of masculinity or power, you know, because it's, you're going to be held, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Just again, the fitness, the leanness of all the people, the fact that, you know, the way they looked that they had not been under chemical and biological assault and genetic assault, like heavy metal assault, like we are today, and just the lack of technology. It was a low-tech world 30 years ago. You know, before computers for the most part. And I think it was a better world. Much more human. Much more life oriented. If we're not going to have the whole of civilization move in that direction, I would certainly like to see large enclaves be able, you know, even states, you know, I mean, large jurisdictions be able to move, you know, live simply or more simply, you know. It was certainly not Amish living, you know, it was not a rejection of cars and all sorts of things, but it definitely predates the wireless revolution that we are in the advanced stages of. And that's it. I don't know if the movie's worth your time, and saying that, hey, that was my take on a quirky movie, and that was kind of fun. It was Yeah, I got it on my Vudu account. I had put in a... Vudu is an online streaming service, and I'm going through a Scooby-Doo phase right now where I'm collecting the cartoon Scooby-Doo movies for students that I work with, you know, to watch, and people that I know to view that are sharing my library. But one of my Scooby-Doos was, you know, different. One of the movies was read wrong in the disk to digital software that allows you to get at half price the, you know, just for a couple of bucks you can get a movie if it sees that you, you know, the online version of it, if it sees that you own the disk. But it saw the disk as this movie, The Hidden, that I would have never purchased otherwise, except that I got a good deal on a, again, a misread Scooby-Doo movie. So, otherwise, you'd probably, maybe it's available elsewhere on the internet, but you'll probably have to watch commercials to see it. I don't like having my viewing interrupted by advertisements. It annoys me. It's almost, for me, it's worth at least $5, you know, $5 to not be assaulted by the hawking of wares. You know, my time is, you know, too valuable to be stuck listening to sales pitches for goods that I have no need for. Anyways, over and out.